Upstairs in his own room, Dorian Gray was lying on a sofa, with terror in every tingling fibre of his body. Life had suddenly become too hideous a burden for him to bear. The dreadful death of the unlucky beater, shot in the thicket like a wild animal, had seemed to him to prefigure death for himself also. He had nearly swooned at what Lord Henry had said in a chance mood of cynical jesting. At 5 o'clock he rang his bell for his servant, and gave him orders to pack his things for the night express to town, and to have the brougham at the door by 8:30. He was determined not to sleep another night at Selby Royal. It was an ill-omened place.